Colombia is known to many as the land of a thousand rhythms. Public radio contributor Beto Arcos has brought back some of the newer rhythms with him. He recently went to the annual Bogota Music Market, or BOM. He's also host of the podcast The Cosmic Barrio. Beto, welcome back.
Oh, pleasure to be with you today.
So how was the conference?
Geez, incredible. I mean, every time, this is my third time in Colombia. Every time I go, I discover, I find new things. But this one was one notch higher than the previous trips because it's all focused on Colombian music, and there are a lot of styles and music and bands that came to this conference, and it was just, to say the least, exciting, very exciting.
Oh, I can hear the excitement in your voice. So let's listen to some of the music then. Let's start with Viejos Tiempos. This is by Nelda Piña y La Boa off their 2015 album Animal. So Beto, tell us a little bit about this track.
This is a great band based in Bogota, but the lead singer here is a woman who is actually from a region in the Caribbean side of Colombia. Her name is Nelda Piña, and she is known as a bullerengue singer. Bullerengue is one of the many styles from the Caribbean coast. In this case, as you can hear, it's a confluence of a singer from this traditional dance music from Colombia and Afrobeat. Mm. It's a beautiful. It could only happen in Colombia. An Afrobeat band of Colombians coming together to do this beautiful, beautiful mix of music. Oh, this is great.
Well, there's a very strong jazz influence in this track too. I mean, did you hear a lot of that when you were in Colombia?
I did, and one of the bands actually that played is actually a jazz band, but with a distinct Colombian sound, and it's the one that we like to also share with you. It's called Curupira, from their new album recorded in New York, La Gaita Fantástica.
So Beto, this is lovely. I mean, obviously starting off there with that very traditional sounding flute, but then it takes kind of an upbeat turn.
Yeah, this is based on a musical style also from the Caribbean coast of Colombia called gaita. The gaita is also an instrument that looks like a long flute. And there's two flutes. The two gaitas are macho and hembra, or male and female. And they, of course, you know, have this kind of back and forth between them. And what you hear in this case is this band that is reimagining jazz with Colombian instruments with, a special sound from that style of music, gaita.
Mm. Well, let's slow things down a little bit here. I want to play a track that you've brought to us by singer-guitarist Maria Cristina Plata. The track is called Y Pienso en Ti. Empiezas a caer, no le hagas daño, que es un extraño que quiero conocer. Y pienso en ti, quiero verte en la mañana, que anochezca y que no te vayas, que cuando sueñes siempre encuentres lo que falta, que el pensamiento me lleve hasta tu casa. So
tell us a little bit more about Maria Cristina Plata.
Of all the great singers that there are in Colombia, there's many of them, by the way, and a lot of them are women singers. There's this kind of effervescence. She really stands out. Her style, her beautiful kind of contralto there. She's got a couple of albums only. This is her solo debut album. She performed last year at the BOM and won an award from the National Radio of Colombia as the best showcase of the BOM. And, of course, she's from the northeast of Colombia in a region that also has various musical styles.
Mm. This is so great because we're hearing so many of these different styles as you're talking about. Let's bring yet another one in here. This is a track from Los Rolling Ruanas.
Bombardeo informativo y sin sentido. Falso paraíso. Lo desconocido. Mis ancestros van sin agua que beber.
Oh, come on.
Busca el sendero hacia el origen.
Come on.
Olvida el tiempo y viaja como el viento.
So more of a rock influence there.
Absolutely. In fact, when I was there, they performed at the festival. They played a tune by none other than the Rolling Stones called Painted Black. You probably heard that before. And man, I said something like, Painted Black never sounded better. Because they're playing traditional instruments, this particular instrument that is from the region called Boyacá. And the sound of this particular instrument is what really makes it special. But also the musical style, which is called Carranga. Carranga is a musical style created by a man named Jorge Velosa. And these guys are essentially taking, you know, a cue from him, but saying, well, we love Carranga, but we want to sing it our way. After all, you know, they live in Bogota and they have this, all of these influence of rock and roll and traditional music. So anyway, the Rolling Ruanas kind of hints toward the Rolling Stones.
Yep. I love it. A Spanish version of Painted Black. I thought I've heard of a French version ages ago, but I've got to, after we finish talking, listen to the Los Rolling Ruanas version as well. This is a final track that you brought to us. It's called Tia Tortuga O. Oh, I love this, Beto. Tell us about this song.
This, to me, was the revelation of the entire conference festival. The center of this act are five women singers who also play this percussion called guasa. They come from the Pacific coast of Colombia in an area known as Timbiquí. It's a large community, perhaps the largest community of Afro-Colombians in Colombia. And they play this ancient music that they've been playing since slavery. And it's the most uplifting, earthy sound that you'll ever hear. I went to their performance and I was in tears. I was blown away by the energy, by the excitement, by the passion. It's infectious music that you have to see it to be able to enjoy it.
Mm. Well, the sound of it is infectious as well, and I can't think of a better way to wrap up the segment. Beto Arcos is a frequent public radio contributor and host of the podcast The Cosmic Barrio. He brought us some music from the annual Bogota Music Market. Beto, thank you so much.
Such a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.